This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The jobs news at Lowe's this week was not good. The home supply retailer said it's going to lay off thousands of workers, maintenance and janitorial staff, also the people who put together the patio furniture and appliances that Lowe's sells. The jobs aren't exactly going away, though. They are just going somewhere else. Third-party contractors, a practice that is becoming common across lots of industries. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Lowe's says its decision to contract out these jobs to workers who likely won't receive health care, vacation, or sick leave will allow the business to focus more resources on customer service, something it sees as key to future survival. It's a strategy that makes sense, according to Arun Sundarajan, a business professor at NYU.
The idea of focusing on your strengths and outsourcing the rest is not new.
What is new? The advent of tech platforms that seamlessly connect companies with contract workers. You know, the Uberizing of everything. Sundarajan says that allows businesses to be increasingly picky about which jobs they want to be in-house and which they'll contract out. And more businesses are contracting out more and more jobs, says Eileen Applebaum with the Center for Economic Policy Research.
This is not simply happening to hourly paid workers or less skilled workers. It's up and down the skill and income ladder.
Everyone from cleaners and security guards to software developers, accountants, and anesthesiologists are more likely to be working contract these days, while high-skilled workers can sometimes do quite well as contractors and earn higher wages. That's not the case for many in the labor force, says Adam Cobb, a business professor at the University of Texas.
For lower-skilled workers, this can be pretty darn harmful.
Contract workers generally don't get the same health care, paid time off, or training as regular employees, and they miss out on opportunities to advance through the ranks. Lowe's is offering laid-off workers the chance to apply for other positions at the company, and they claim they have 30,000 openings. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.